With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The season of Advent and preparation for Christmas continues on today's program as we mark the second Sunday of Advent. This week we hear words of anticipation from biblical texts as well as John the Baptist's cry in the wilderness. Great sacred music by Gibbons, Mendelssohn, Roram, Palestrina, and others will help us on the journey. We'll begin with brilliant music for organ and brass composed by Aaron David Miller. His Advent fanfare is based on the Swedish folk hymn, Prepare the Way, O Zion. Aaron David Miller plays the organ and is joined by the Tower Brass at the 4th Presbyterian Church in Chicago. All are conducted by John Scherer. Advent Fanfare, composed and performed by organist Aaron David Miller, joined by the Tower Brass at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago. John Scherer conducted. The great hymn tune Merton by W.H. Monk is paired with a 6th century Latin text that recounts centuries of biblical prophecy. Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding is sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, D.C. Jeffrey Smith conducts. Jeffrey Smith led the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street, in the hymn, Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding, one of the great Advent hymns. Ned Roram said a portion of Psalm 85 in his simple yet lovely Advent motet, Mercy and Truth Are Met Together. Brady Knapp leads the university singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Yuri McCoy plays the organ. Music from the University of St. Thomas in Houston. We just heard soprano Becky Armenta and mezzo-soprano Luisana Rivas sing Hear, O Thou Shepherd of Israel by 18th-century composer John Christmas Beckwith. Earlier, the university singers performed Mercy and Truth Are Met by Ned Roram. Brady Knapp conducted and Yuri McCoy accompanied. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though the Psalms themselves are not necessarily prophetic texts in general, many of them contain prophetic language. Our next selection, Canite Tuba in Sion, by Palestrina, sets the text, Blow the trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is nigh. It's an antiphon based on a text from the Psalms. We'll hear a performance by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Leo Nestor conducts. Canite Tuba in Sion by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina was sung by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. Leo Nestor directed. The hymn On Jordan's Bank, sung to the tune Winchester New, recounts the story of John the Baptist proclaiming the coming of the Lord in the wilderness. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral.
Thank you.
one of the best-known pieces by Orlando Gibbons. This is the Record of John, which also recounts the story of John the Baptist as chronicled in the Gospel of John. It was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott. The soloist was countertenor Christopher Royal. Andrew Lucas accompanied. Earlier, the choir of Wells Cathedral sang the hymn On Jordan's Bank. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff at the organ. Our next selection is a bit of a time capsule, as we hear an archival recording from 1929 of the choir of the Temple Church in London, led by their legendary organist and director George Thalben Ball. They sing the chorus from the oratorio St. Paul by Felix Mendelssohn, How Lovely Are the Messengers. It's a wonderful glimpse at how that music was sung over 90 years ago. How Lovely Are the Messengers by Felix Mendelssohn, as sung in 1929 by the Temple Church Choir in London, led by George Thalben Ball. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A lovely piece by Jeffrey Mackinson is next. The Spirit of the Lord is sung by the choir of Manchester Cathedral, where the composer serves as sub-organist. Christopher Stokes conducts. The choir of Manchester Cathedral sang The Spirit of the Lord by Jeffrey Mackinson. Christopher Stokes directed, with the composer accompanying. An extended setting of the Advent prose Drop Down Ye Heavens is coming up. This piece by Richard Lloyd is sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by Christopher Robinson. In it, a distant boy's voice sings a refrain contrasted with the rich sounds of the full choir, accompanied by organ. Drop Down Ye Heavens by Richard Lloyd. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge was led by Christopher Robinson. In our next selection, words from Isaiah and Psalm 8 combine in a prophetic text in the oratorio Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. The chorus, "And Then Shall Your Light Break Forth," is sung by the combined choirs of St. Olaf College with full orchestra conducted by Anton Armstrong.
Thank you.
The combined choirs of St. Olaf College sang "And Then Shall Your Light Break Forth" from Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. James Beery has set a lovely text by Abbe Simon Joseph Pellegrin for treble voices in our next selection. The music of O Come Divine Messiah comes from a French carol and is here performed by the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir in New York. Mary Huff directs with accompaniment by Nancy Ann Perella.
Thank you.
The choir of Bristol Cathedral sang a wonderful piece by James MacMillan, O Radiant Dawn, one piece of a set known as the Strathclyde Motets. Mark Lee conducted. Earlier, the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir of New York sang O Come Divine Messiah by James Beery. They were directed by Mary Huff and accompanied by Nancy Ann Perella. The sense of expectation and longing for the coming of the Messiah is ever present in Charles Wesley's great hymn, Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus. We'll hear it sung to the tune Stuttgart by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp conducts. Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston, led by Brady Knapp. Ann Frobeter played the organ. More music by Aaron David Miller is coming up as we hear him perform his postlude on Veni Emmanuel. He plays the Fisk organ at his home church, the House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Postlude on Veni Emmanuel, composed and performed by Aaron David Miller. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to Music of Prophecy for the second Sunday of Advent. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.